about this. I know it's a bit silly.
Open the pod bay doors, please, Al.
Hello, this is Hacker Public Radio, and my name is Dave, and I'll be your host for today. And I am going to talk about Festival today. Festival is a multilingual synthetic speech synthesizer package. It was developed at the Center for Speech Technology Research at the University of Edinburgh and Carnegie Mellon University, amongst other places. There's a couple of other sites that probably had something to do with it as well. And it's licensed under a BSD-style license. There are other pieces of the puzzle. Not just Festival gets lumped in conversations like this or topics like this. FestVox is another suite of tools that make the building of synthetic voices for Festival more systematic and better documented. And there are, I guess, voice packages that come with Festival or that are designed for Festival, and there are those that additional voices developed by different entities that work with Festival. Two come to mind, the Imbrola project and the HTS project, and these can be used as backends for Festival, although both of these will require the use of a separate engine to work. And then, I guess, lumping in with the mix, we have some front ends for Festival. Flyte, F-L-I-T-E, I think is how that's spelled, is a small footprint speech synthesis based on Festival, developed at Carnegie Mellon University, and it's built with FestVox. And then there's some GUI front ends, TK Festival, of course, built with Tickle. And Carnival, which is one I have not used, but the screenshots look really nice. It is a really nice looking graphical front end for Festival. So that's sort of the family of applications I'm going to be talking about. Now, most people, when they think of computerized speech synthesis, or think of one of two things, or one of a couple or three things. They will think of, accessibility and sightless computer users, people that need to have screen readers and need to have text read to them because they can't see it, or they will think of the 1968 masterpiece, 2001 and HAL 9000, or they will think of, probably simultaneously they thought of that, of the 1961 was IBM 7 something series, 740, I don't know what it was, 740 series, computer singing Daisy, or Daisy Bell, Bicycle Built for Two, which was what HAL 9000 sang. I am not a sightless computer user, but I am one that enjoys having his computer talk to him. The very first computer I ever bought was a Windows computer, and I bought and paid for. My dad bought me a TSR-80 when I was a early adolescent, but the early 90s, I bought a PC, and it came with Windows 3.0 or 3.1 or something, and there was an application that would read text, and I remember thinking that was really funny, just hearing a computerized voice say the word banana. That's neither here nor there, but I find it hard to believe that I'm so unlike most people that I'd be alone in enjoying hearing my computer speak to me. If you're anything like me, you probably have a personal relationship with your computers anyway. I have been known to have pictures of my computers hanging up on my office at work, snapshots, so to speak. Anyway, It's something that geeks do, I think, is talk to their computers, or especially have their computers talk back to them. It's just another neat thing we can do with our computers, and a very useful thing, too. The reason I started using Festival on a routine basis was because of the podcast I do from my car. I'm recording this from my car. Recording audio for stuff like this from my car is most convenient for me. What's not convenient about that is I don't have a computer in front of me. And so invariably I will forget something. I have a minimal amount of notes in front of me, and I will leave something out or I will get something wrong. And instead of re-recording it all or having to record something extra when I get home, I can type something up and then have Festival translate the text to a WAV file that I can import in Audacity and include in the podcast. In addition, you know, to corrections and stuff, I can pre-prepare for the podcast. I can pre-prepare the show notes. I can pre-prepare the opening, closing, you know, that kind of thing. Or I can correct something, like I said, or make an addendum to the podcast after I've recorded it. So it's been a real time saver for me using Festival. You know, before I started doing any kind of podcast, which, you know, wasn't that long ago anyway, when I first started using Linux, I remember there was a program called Say Date, and there's one, well, Say Time is the one I used, S-A-Y-T-I-M-E, that would play the, you know, you type in Say Time, and it would tell you what time it was, you know, audibly, and I remember thinking that was pretty neat. But before I get into what you can do with Festival, other than some of the things I've already alluded to, I guess a question a lot of people would have is, how do you install it? Well, it's really easy to install. Comes with your distribution anyway, more than likely. Ubuntu comes with version 1.4.3. I think there is a beta version not available in any repos that I know of for Debian or Ubuntu, but it's version 1.95, or say a release canon or beta version of what the Festival people are calling version 2. And I'm sure that's available from source, but or as a tarball. But as far as Debian and Ubuntu go, version 1.4.3 is what's currently in the repos. And I know for a fact it's in, you know, the Fedora repos and the SUSE repos and the Mandrake, Mandriva, Gentoo, pick your distribution, it's there. If it's not, like I said, you can install from source. It's not that big a deal. But the packages I have installed on my Ubuntu laptop are Festival, festlex-cmu. This is the dictionary file that developed at Carnegie Mellon University, festlex-poslex, and that is a festival lexicon file showing for part of speech, P-O-S-L-E-X, part of speech lexicon, festbox-kdlp-16k is one of two American male voice packages that you can install. There are, you know, well, that's one of two different types, and there's different rates, or one's at 8 kilohertz and one's at 16 kilohertz, and for both versions of this. But there's, I think there's the KDLPC16K as well as the KALPC16K, I think. Anyway, those are just the standard voices, and of course there's voices for lots of languages. It's a multilingual program. So more than likely you can find your language. Oddly enough, out of the most of the repos, you're only going to get American male voices, American and English or UK male voices. I know there's an Italian female voice, but there's not a lot of female voices in the Debian and Ubuntu repos, at least. Anyway, so what can you do with Festival? Well, on an Ubuntu system, and probably a Debian system, both, not much unless you add a line or two to your .festivalrc file in your home directory. This will be in the show notes. I'm hesitant to read it, but it's two parenthetical statements that start with parameter.set followed by a space. The first one is in parentheses, parameter.set space, single quote, audio underscore command, space, then followed by, in double quotes, the command that you want Audacity, excuse me, Festival to use to play the audio. So if you want to use ALSA, which I recommend doing, if you want to be able to have a music player open and use Festival at the same time, you'd put in something like A Play, I guess that's ALSA Play, followed by, you know, the appropriate parameters. You can go to the Gentoo Wiki and do a search for Speech D, how to, and you will find the parameters to put in. I will put them in the show notes so you will know how to get this to work. It's not good radio to read it. And the second parenthetical statement would just be parameter.set space, single quote, audio method. That's the parameter you set in the previous parentheses. Space, single quote, audio underscore command, in parentheses. Like I said, not the best of radio, but as is very necessary if you want to be able to use Festival with ALSA. Okay, so now that you got it working, what can you do with it? you can, for instance, make Festival read instant messages to you from within game. I am not sure if there is a Pigeon plugin for this. I'm sure there is, but it's not in the Ubuntu repos. I know that. There is a game plugin for Festival. It's probably called something like Game-Festival. And it is literally a 5-minute setup. Once you install it, you just go into game and you enable the plugin. More or less it. Under KDE, there's the K text-to-speech manager, which includes a little parrot that sits down in your status bar, system bar. And anything you copy to the clipboard, it will read back to you. There's also an application called KSayIt and one called KMouth that I have never played with. And then, of course, there's the command line. Festival used to work, you know, you type Festival and you get presented with a Festival prompt where you could set the default voice or set the speed, set the volume, and then have it echo back commands or say things. That's one way to use it that I don't often use at all. I haven't used it that way in years, so I'm not going to talk about that. But just from the command line, you can pipe the output of a command to Festival. And the command line switch we'll use for Festival is Festival space dash dash TTS, where TTS stands for text to speech. So you could echo and then in double quotes some clever text, pipe Festival space dash dash TTS, and whatever clever text you put in the parenthesis and the double quotes will get spoken to you, or you will heard spoken by Festival over your speakers. You could cat a file that way. I think you probably need the capital A switch, cat space dash capital A file dot text pipe. Again, Festival space dash dash TTS will read to you the text in the file dot text file. A really useful thing to do, I know most of you have read a man page or two, but if you would like the man page to be read to you while you do something else, while you multitask, while you actually listen to the man page tell you what to do, you can have your fingers at the wait in the empty terminal ready to type what you hear. For instance, you could type man space cron, for instance, pop festival space dash dash TTS again. So you can more or less pop the, say any command to this. I mean, it's going to input stuff to standard out. Like, you could pop the date command with the appropriate parameters to have it tell you the date. Not much need to do that when you have programs like SayDate or SayTime. I think the SayDate program will even tell you your uptime in addition to the date. So that's pretty handy. It's pretty neat. What else can you do? You could create a shortcut if you use a desktop manager that allows you to create desktop shortcuts. I don't, but if you do, you could create an icon on your desktop and that points to the Festival dash space dash TTS command, and you could drag a text file to it, conceivably drag an email to it with some tweaking, maybe some an HTML page. I don't know, some of the stuff I've not tried, but that's the kind of stuff you can do with it. One thing I have done with Festival, other than as a time-saving device for my podcast, is I took a book that was in the public domain, a book that was considered to be, I don't know if it's public domain or not, it's literary freeware. The book is called Underground. It's written by Sulette Dreyfus. And with research by Julian Assange. I think he works at Harvard, I think. Anyway, it's a book about some hackers in Australia in the, I guess, late 80s, early 90s. And it's a very good book. It's a true story. It's a documentary-style book, and I enjoyed reading it. Well, they made the text of the book available online in text files, divided up into chapters. And I used Text-to-Wave, which is another portion of Festival, to create an audiobook, a file for every chapter. I did it in MP3 and AUG. It was very time-consuming. I actually did it on vacation from the Dominican Republic the year before last, I think. I would take the text of a chapter, and I would use text-to-wave, and the command off the top of my head for text-to-wave, I'm thinking it's something like text-to-wave, I've forgotten. You can do this with, you could, I think text-to-wave -help will tell you, but it's something along the lines of text-to-wave, and the name of the text file, you know, -o for output, and the name of the wave file that you want to create. And then you follow this with a -eval, and then inside quotes, double quotes, inside parentheses, you put the name of the voice you want to use. For my podcast and for the reading of the book, I use one of the HTS voices, CMU_US_SLT_Arctic_HTS is the voice I used.
Hi, this is voice CMU US SLT Arctic HTS. Just in case Dave was in error trying to quote the command that created this audio, here is the command once again. Text to wave, myfile.txt, -o, myfile.wave, -eval, open quote, open parenthesis, voice _, CMU, _US, _SLT, _Arctic, _HTS, close parenthesis, close double quote.
Listeners of my podcast probably know as Lynn. I've named that voice Lynn, but that's just me. That's not the official name of the voice. But that command I use to create an audio book from a bunch of text files. This is something that you'll want to be sort of careful with if you decide to create an audio book using Festival. It's best if you have a book broken up into chapters, because Festival is going to load the entire text file into memory, and it's going to create a WAV file using that, and it's not, it can use up all your memory if the file is going to be too big. I was lucky that Underground is a book that was divided into chapters. If it had been the whole book and I tried to load, you know, 600 or 700 pages worth of text, it would have probably taken up all 2 gig of RAM on my system. I'm just guessing. But between just the simple text-to-speech command line switch and the text-to-wave program that comes with Festival, there's just the sky's the limit as to what you can conceive doing with this, especially the text-to-speech part. I mean, there's demo pages on the web where, you know, people have, is at the Festival site and some of these other sites where you can demo some of the voices. There's a dialog box you type text into. You pick a voice from the drop-down list, and you can hear that text spoken in a different voice. That's just PHP. I just stumbled upon a site the other day, the regular way, not using stumble upon, but that would read books to you. I think it would take a book and you could turn it into an audio file that you then could subscribe to the RSS feed. It was a pretty neat site. I've forgotten the name of it, but I mean, you could like listen to Project Gutenberg books translated from text to speech, and you can subscribe to that audio file with RSS feed reader, so sort of like a podcast. That was pretty neat. But I'm sure they used something like Festival. If not Festival, it was a commercial text-to-speech package. So there's a lot that you can do with it. One of the questions I get asked a lot is, how do you change voices? Festival comes with a handful of voices, and like I said, most of the American voices are male, and most people, probably like me, they find it somewhat intriguing to have their computer talk to them in the first place. But if you're married like me, there's something, what's the word? There's something really nice about having your computer talk to you in a female voice, knowing that you can tell her exactly what to do and she'll do it. She's a computer, but she's talking to a female voice. It's something that married men don't get to do very often. Anyway, before I get on how you change voices with it, there another thing you can do is, I've never tried this, but I imagine it would be pretty easy, is like the command line text-based browser links, LYNX, has a dump feature, D-U-M-P, so you could open up a web page with links using the dump argument, or links space dash dump, the name of the HTML file, and then redirect that with, you know, the greater than sign to a file. So what that's supposed to do is take that HTML file and translate it to ASCII text. which I'm pretty sure Festival can handle pretty good, except for maybe some of the non-standard characters. So that's a way maybe to convert a web page that is in HTML to something Festival could read to you. I like text-based weather forecast because they open up better in Lynx and the console window, and that's something that could easily be piped, and I could have Festival read me the weather forecast. There's lots of things you can do with this. I'm pretty sure Asterisk has an option to use Festival instead of a recorded voice. Speaking of Asterisk, there is a commercial text-to-speech package for that's available for Linux that I think Asterisk uses, and I've forgotten the name of it. It begins with a C, I think. And Allison Smith, the woman that does the voices for Asterisk, she has lent her voice to my vocabulary is leaving me. I think it's called a diaphone. I mean, they've synthesized her voice. So it's her voice synthesized. It's a computerized voice that sounds like hers that you can use with this commercial package that I've forgotten the name of. But
sorry for the interruption. What Dave is struggling to remember is the commercial text-to-speech system called Kepstral. Kepstral.
But there's two or three commercial alternatives to Festival, and none of them are really expensive. There's TT Synth, which used to be IBM text to speech, which used to be Via Voice, probably around $40. There's a couple more that I don't think that I'm going to remember, but they're in the $20 to $29 price range as well. But that little tangent threw me off. Oh, yeah. Well, before I get to how to change the voices, you know, there's other things you can envision doing with SED and ALT, for instance. You could remove non-standard characters using SED, or you could, you know, take the output of a log file that you catted using ALT and just print, you know, like one column of it. You know, like if you want to know who was online, you could use ALT to figure that, have it read it to you. So that's pretty neat. But like I said, one of the main questions I get frequently is how do you get the voice of what listeners of my podcast call Lynn, which is this the CMU US SLT Arctic HTS file or voice. And that's CMU_US_SLT_Arctic_HTS, and that's Arctic like is in tundra. This voice file can be found at hts.sp.nitech.ac.jp. Once you're at that web page, you'll want to look for the release archive, because what's on their main page are voice files for the latest version of Audacity. I keep saying Audacity. The latest version of Festival, which is version 2.0 beta or 1.95. What comes with most distributions, I think, is 1.43. So you'll go to the release archive at that web page, and you'll find the CMU US SLT Arctic HTS file. And the SLT file is the US female voice. There's another one, but that's the one I think sounds the best. And it's about a 2 meg download, and it will include the HTS engine that you'll need to run this voice, as well as the voice files themselves. And installing this, it isn't that easy. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. What you do, you'll download the tarball, and if you'll unzip it or untar it and look at it, you'll see that there. I forget the directory structure off the top of my head, but with down a couple of levels, and you got like a. It may be /lib/CMU_US_SLT_Arctic_HTS. So it won't be the top level directory, but the first two levels will be empty. But like three levels down or so, at least two levels down, you'll see that directory, the CMU blah 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 one. That one is the one that you will want to copy if you have Festival installed into I think it's user share Festival voices English. So that's /user/share/festival/voices/English. That's where you'll want to put that directory. Once you do that, you'll be able to, using text-to-wave, select that voice with the command line switch -eval, then in parentheses, the name of that voice, in parentheses. And that may have to be in quotes. I'm in the car, so forgive me. But that's how you do that. I think what maybe makes that voice sound better is the way that it's built. It's built with a different engine, and it's built with what is called HMM, which stands for Hidden Markov Model. And it's a statistical method that I've read is like the simplest form of a dynamic Bayesian system. But it's a statistical system where, I won't try to explain it because I'm not completely up on it, but it's often used in creating voice files, but it's particularly good at it because of the hidden part of it. You know, there's inputs or outputs, I forget what they're called, that can change that you're not aware of which one. I can't explain it. Like I said, I'm in the car, and it's been a while since I've had statistics, and my wife is calling.
Hey. I forget the name of this road. It's the road the K's live on in the Pyrenees. Yeah. Nope. Okay. 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 Love you, bye.
Invariably happens when you record audio in a car on your way home from work is your wife calls you, and I sort of forgotten where I was. But yeah, the hidden Markov model. It's, I don't know if it's superior or not, but I know this SLT voice, this sounds really good. And again, you can find that at hts.sp.nitech.ac.jp. I think NITech is like the Nagyo Institute of Technology. It's a college in Japan, evidently. Anyway, I guess the only thing I got left to say is using that voice, using that CMU, US, SLT, Arctic, HTS voice, using text-to-wave, I get the result I want. I get an audio file that's been translated from text, but I also get a seg fault and a core dump every time. I don't know why. I've not investigated it. It's the core dumps are cleaning up after itself. They're gone. I'm not accumulating a bunch of dumps and wasting disk space or anything. And it's not doing any damage at all. It's just still creating my file for me, and everything works. So I guess your mileage may vary. Anyway, I've rambled on long enough, and that's going to wrap it up for this episode of HPR. All right, y'all, have a good day.
Hello, this is Voice CMU, US, BBL, Arctic, HTS.
Hello, this is Voice US 1, Ambrola. They forgot to mention, but Ambrola engine binary, and voice files, can be found at the following URL. tcts.fpms.ac.b/synthesis/mvrol.html.
Hello, I am the default festival voice. Thanks for downloading Hacker Public Radio. Have a nice day.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.